This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, July 12th. Servant Leaders. Our reading comes from Numbers chapter 12. Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses because of his Cushite wife, for he had married a Cushite. Has the Lord spoken only through Moses? They asked. Hasn't he also spoken through us? And the Lord heard this. Now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. At once the Lord said to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, come out to the tent of meeting, all three of you. So the three of them went out. Then the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud. He stood at the entrance to the tent and summoned Aaron and Miriam. When the two of them stepped forward, he said, listen to my words. When there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, reveal myself to them in visions. I speak to them in dreams. But this is not true of my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. With him I speak face to face, clearly and not in riddles. He sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? The anger of the Lord burned against them, and he left them. When the cloud lifted from above the tent, Miriam's skin was leprous. It became as white as snow. Aaron turned toward her and saw that she had a defiling skin disease. And he said to Moses, please, my Lord, I ask you not to hold against us the sin we have so foolishly committed. Do not let her be like a stillborn infant coming from its mother's womb with its flesh half eaten away. So Moses cried out to the Lord, please, God, heal her. The Lord replied to Moses, if her father had spit in her face, would she not have been in disgrace for 7 days? Confine her outside the camp for 7 days. After that, she can be brought back. So Miriam was confined outside the camp for 7 days, and the people did not move on till she was brought back. After that, the people left Hazeroth and encamped in the desert of Paran. As we saw yesterday in Numbers 11, even though Moses was a unique prophet of God, God's Spirit was poured out on other leaders in Israel. This was apparently the context for Miriam and Aaron, saying, hasn't the Lord also spoken through us? They may have longed for the gift of the Spirit so that they too could prophesy, but they also envied Moses' unique relationship with God. God spoke face to face only with Moses. Miriam and Aaron wanted what Moses had. They grumbled against the Lord and faced the Lord's anger. Today is the day of gathered worship among God's people. We will meet to praise God, listen, pray, give, and sing. Pastors will preach. Every Christian is called to be a prophet, priest, and king in the name of Jesus. Yet we recognize that some have been uniquely called to speak for God as preachers and leaders. God's Spirit is poured out on all Christians. Yet His Spirit rests in a unique way on the leaders who open God's Word for us. How can you support your pastors today? How can you personally encourage them? Make sure you pray for those who are called to preach. Give them a note of encouragement. Listen and apply what they have taught. Remember that they are God's servants to you. Pray with me. On this Lord's Day, we thank you, Lord, for pastors and preachers who proclaim your word. May we honor and support them in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.